tell me how you're able to get that internal panic that a lot of artists face before they walk on stage out. I know you perform quite a bit, you've been performing for a while, and I find it'd be interesting to see the process that you would take for that.
Yeah, mostly I just panic, honestly. And I think that's okay to do. I think that it's important to do, because, I mean, the whole point of going out to a show is to say, like, hey, like, I'm volunteering to be a part of this thing where I'm going to feel stuff, where I'm a bunch of other people feeling stuff. And, like, the people who are on stage aren't exempt from that, you know, and I think that it's important to not pretend that we're exempt from that, you know. Like, if I go up on stage and I'm still red-faced, I'm like, hey, this is what you get for a couple of songs, because, like, this is still a human connection between the two of us. This is still a scary situation, you know? And, like, I hope you talk to the girl next to you or the guy next to you and you feel all that scary stuff too and you panic and all that and you feel it all the way through and get to the other side and realize that, like, really beautiful moments come out of that, you know? And really, really important moments come out of that. Because, you know, we panic, we blow things or whatever, you know, but we can salvage that. And I think that it's a pretty character defining moment, and I think surviving it's important.
Mm-hmm. Which emotions do you want to create in your listeners?
Which emotions do I want to create in my listeners? I don't know. I don't know if I want to create any emotions in my listeners. I think I write from a place of, I have this emotion, like, does anybody else, like, just please don't let me be alone on this, because, you know, I don't know, for a long time I felt alone with emotions, and I think a lot of people do, you know, and it's not always just that, like, I heard once somebody say that, like, the difference between Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen, for instance, is that Bob Dylan writes universal songs by writing about himself, and that Bruce Springsteen tries to write universal songs by writing about everybody else. And I think that the important distinction between the two is that, you know, and that's not to say there's anything wrong with Bruce Springsteen, but it's more a credit to Bob Dylan for realizing, like, I got to keep digging in me and I got to keep finding new levels of what's going on inside, because every day I'm a different person. And so every day I got a new song to write. So I think it's less about, like, trying to make sure that you feel something and more about this big confessional of, like, hey, I got all this stuff that makes me feel really crazy and it's all going on inside. And, like, I'll make a joke or I'll, you know, survive a moment by, like, just surviving a moment, usually telling a joke and then just trying to leave, because honestly, I don't spend a whole lot of time around people. But what's really going on behind all that is this, like, swirl of color and everything. And it's an admission, I think, of being a person and not being this very polished corporate or even, like, middle class thing that I see a lot of my peers do. I'm not capable of doing that. I don't do well with light talk. I don't do well with any of that stuff. And so it's more like, hey, this is what's really going on. Like, I hope that's okay for you to hear, because if not, then this might not be for you.
Yeah. The themes in your songs are very personal, and when you listen to it, you feel as if you're connecting with you. What kind of emotional release does that bring you when you write the words and when you record the music? What makes it yours?
Yeah. Could you repeat the first part of the question again? I'm sorry, I got caught in the second part.
What kind of emotional release does your music bring you?
Right. You know, as somebody who's, like, been cheated on and cheated on people, I think that an important thing to realize is, like, that from both parties, there's this moment of relief on the other side of this horrible thing that, like, fractures a relationship. But on the other side of that is all this, like, foundation to build something new or to build a different life and separately. And I think that a lot of what I write is a lot of confessing and being confessed to of like cheating on my own boundaries or respecting or not respecting myself spiritually and emotionally. And I don't, you know, again, I don't know if other people relate to that, but I know that I have a really tough time recognizing which character I am in which person's story. And so it's easier to just put it all out there. So I think that that's probably as close as I could get to defining that.
Okay. So, big question here. What's your driving force? What makes you keep going in an industry that's notoriously difficult to break through?
Admittedly, a big part of that is, well, first and foremost, I've always just, I mean, it's anew. I knew. As a kid, I just knew. I was like, okay, I gotta figure out a way to do that because it's magic. So I didn't really get much choice in the matter as far as like what I wanted to do. But what drives me now is, you know, for a few years there, I kind of went off the rails and music. I kind of hated music, but I was also getting all the time and like I had this really toxic relationship to it where I started to feel like the music itself doesn't give a shit about its creators. It only cares about its listeners. I mean, like the music itself. I mean, this is crazy thoughts. This is obviously like a drug-addled mind, but like I started to honestly feel like it had like turned its back on me, like as like a creator, and I stepped away from it for a few years, which was really strange. And I came back to it in a way that was more a coming clean and more of an act of forgiving music and I guess forgiving myself and trying to just say something more honest than I can say to people's faces, because if I say it to their face, I gotta hurt them, or I gotta, or I make them happy. You know, I'm like in control of someone else's emotions in that way, and it just felt phony without a soundtrack. So I started making one.
I like that. Phony without a soundtrack. That's nice. That's nice. So, your inspirations, Henry Chapin or Harry Chapin, John Lennon, Bob Dylan, really all of them. If you were to pick one, which one would you pick?
Like a single solitary
Yeah,
artist.
just one single solitary artist.
It's strange that it's strange that you mentioned those three, and then I'm gonna say it's Maynard Keenan, which is just such an odd choice, I think, after all that. But he's a singer, a Tool, and he's really he finds a way of exposing himself that's brilliant and vulnerable and really stimulating at all times, which I think is just so important that music and you know and on that subject you know like because he does psychedelic music that's psychedelia not be docile. The music doesn't have to be docile. It can be this like stimulating thing that I'm a part of without specifically calling like come on guys put down your phone like no that like if you want to be on your phone be on your phone maybe you panic out in public or whatever like that's you know but like to come and just feel it anyway, like nobody does that better in my mind than Maynard. Nobody's voice conveys like that level of electricity and that level of vulnerability at the same time. I've never heard it, and it's still something that it just blows me away.